This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we got a lot going on at the Amerant Bank Arena. I got to set the stage for what I have seen.
Hate you.
I have to set the stage. We're live at Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. If you want to really see the scene, I posted a little video on Instagram just moments ago. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I have a lot of stuff to get to, but fairly jarring to see Channing Crowder wheel in on a wheelchair and sitting next to me in a wheelchair. He's in nice. An actual wheelchair. If you've been listening to the show, he tried to do a toe tap the other night, I think to impress your niece.
My daughter and
your daughter.
My niece. And my, you know, my, yes.
Because you, you
young,
tell them.
Young ladies in my household.
We've had this happen before where you tried to jump over the crick because you were trying. What happens is you get around your family or anyone.
Yes.
And you start talking about your athletic prowess.
Mm-hmm.
But that was years ago. And you don't realize that you're getting older.
Yeah.
And so now you're in your 40s. And you tried to jump up the way a really well-oiled athlete might be able
like
to do.
The cheerleaders, when
they put, jump up.
They do a split.
Their legs
their
go completely
yes.
split in the air.
And then
and they touch their tips
yes.
of their fingers to their toes.
And I completed that.
But when you landed, because I saw the video.
I broke my feet.
He broke. He finally went to the doctor after complaining 2 days. Both his feet are broken.
This is humbling. This is a humbling situation.
Oh, you think? Because I saw you wheel in, and you're sitting next to me in a wheelchair.
This is weird.
What?
And, yeah, he's got...
I have broken calcaneus bones. So the heel bone is the biggest bone in your foot, and the right one's bad off fractured, and the left one has a hairline fracture in it.
And so the doctor said to you, you've been walking on these for the last 2 days?
Yes. She was like, the doctor this morning was like, I know this is extremely painful. And now the man comes out of me and I look back at her and I say, have you ever met a Crowder? And she shook her head in disgust and walked back out the room because she wasn't impressed by that.
Right. Well, that hit harder in 95. That, like... You're now yes. just the old broken down man with
Hawk,
broken feet.
Hawk, you don't have to keep reminding me how, like, I'm old now.
Well, this was, honestly,
I was actually talking to Asia before I came here. I'm laying in the bed and I'm about to jump up and go get something. She was like, you want me to get it? And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, can you grab me a seltzer water? And this was God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, sit your old ass down.
Like, you finally learned it. You didn't learn it when you tried to jump the creek, and you haven't learned it when you've woken up, after a bike ride the next day and you're achy. This, you learned your lesson.
The creek, the dock was too floaty, and it had, the
too much give.
Give. Like, yeah. I with everything else that happened in the last four or five years with me athletically, I always found an excuse. This was a isolated incident of me by myself on a flat floor, and I broke my feet doing a toe touch.
He broke his feet, and he might need surgery. So you might need surgery?
The right foot has screws in it, and now I got to get a X-ray Monday, and if the screws moved, an MRI, whatever, and if the screws have moved, they might have to take the screw. Now I have to have a whole surgery. I got to get put under the knife and general anesthesia because I wanted to do a toe touch.
Truly amazing.
This is crazy. Now I'm really, people don't respect me in my wheelchair. I'm usually the big dude in the room. I wheel into the gas station. They cut in front of me in line. I'm like, make it out.
I say this all the time. That I'm the healthiest guy on the show. Now we're sitting here because we're at the Ameren Bank Arena with Tree, who's 70. Tree and I are both healthier than you.
Just disrespect, man.
Well, you disrespected your age.
I'm only Tree's 70. I'm 40.
I
should be able to do things like this.
Well, you're 40 in NFL years, which is about 70 in human years.
This is so embarrassing. Should I make up a better story than toe touch? This has been going through my mind today.
I mean, you're like, what on earth could you assassination attack?
I got attacked by animal.
Hawk.
I got jumped by some kids in an alley.
Hawk, I'm not even kidding. We could make some money selling that video to TMZ. Channing Crowder.
You're not wrong.
Breaks both feet with this maneuver. Like,
and
we
then
could
I
sell
put
that
on Instagram. He's now, because he wants to make himself cool in his wheelchair, he's trying to do the tilt back in the wheelchair thing, and he almost broke his neck. He almost broke his neck. Tree and I both jumped up to save him.
I want to make up a better story. This story sucks, though.
It's terrible. You look ridiculous.
I do.
You look absolutely ridiculous.
Like, old woman, a purse snatcher. I chase him around in the alley. He has buddies waiting. They jump me.
They went right for your feet.
They were feet mongrels. And they grabbed my ankles and pulled them out. Like, I want to have a better story than the real
story. On top of that, tonight here at the Ameren Bank Arena, it is card pack night, and they've given us some cards. Did you get any good ones?
We got the same ones?
I don't know.
I got Barkey on top.
Yeah, right? Barkey on top.
Ekblad.
Boquist. Nico Mikola. AJ Greer.
Got Verhaeghe.
Ekblad. Dmitry Kulikov. Oh, I got Carter Verhaeghe as well.
We could put him in his wheelchair in the spokes.
Oh, that's a great idea. You don't remember that from being a kid, putting the trading cards in the spokes of your wheels.
We used to jam the water bottle in the top to make the noise. I don't want to bring attention to myself, Tree.
Let's dress up your chair a little bit.
I want to sneak around.
We can put the tassels right in the handle there.
You are not putting anything on this
by
chair.
By 6 o'clock, let's really dress up that chair of yours.
I'm sneaking around.
Unbelievable. And then on top of that, so not only is it trading cards, so if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight, you know tonight is the Stanley Cup rematch. This is the first time Edmonton has been back here. In addition to that, Crowder, my friend in the wheelchair, was kind enough to bring me a bag of Gushers. I've never had these before. He's admitting now, after buying them, that they are overpriced in our vending machine.
They're double the price at $3.50. Yeah. That's double the price of gas.
Nah, but the one at the vending machine is bigger than that bag, 100%.
Is it?
No, that's the biggest
bag they make. Four servings per container, 12 pieces. That's what you said yesterday.
That's the same bag, Salon. That's the biggest bag they make.
Let's see.
You know I'm going to lose these feet. I love me some candy now.
You go, we're gummy.
Okay? You going to roll it down your chest to eat it?
Today ain't the day, Jack.
I need to leave everybody alone today.
I've seen more mobile people on my 600-pound life than you, so today ain't the day, Jack.
Man, this is a humbling experience here, boy.
Hawk, I know somebody who broke both of their feet. No joke. A cousin in Rochester broke both of his feet jumping a fence, dummy, Bills fan, idiot. Both feet were in a boot for like 4 to 6 weeks. Crowder, like, I don't think you're realizing what you're going to have to do here for the next couple months. Like, you're going to be in not one, but two boots.
The lady told me, the doctor, I forget her name, Devonta, Dr. Devonta, whatever. She was like, you see this with people that fall off ladders. And she had no, like, there was no joke in her body. Like, my back and forth canter is very, you know, jest and ha ha ha. Straight face. She says, this happens to people that fall off ladders. Like, how did this happen? I showed her the video thinking, oh, this will lighten her up. She was like, that wasn't a good idea.
Listen, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. I didn't feel anything gush.